All right, kids. How many of you have lived in a place where there's really, really cold with lots of snow? Anyone? Yeah. Where you been?
I have actually been, I forgot where I
was. Yes, Kelly.
I have been in Beaumont.
Beaumont, yeah, okay.
Corpus Christi when it's winter.
Corpus Christi. Y'all are just a bunch of weak, non-exposed. You know, I've lived in Michigan before. Sometimes, like, we have winter for 4 months, and, like, you know, sometimes you don't even see the sun until, like, April or March. But you think Beaumont's cold? There's a place called Siberia, one of the coldest places on the planet. So I brought you some bags of ice just so that you can feel how cold it could be every single day in Siberia. Now, I don't know if I have enough ice for everyone, so we'll just have to share. Okay. All right. I know you know what ice feels like, but I want you to pretend we are in Siberia. All right. Who else needs some ice? Okay, grab an ice. All right. Here you go. Anyone not get an ice? Olivia, here's a big bag of ice. You can. Okay. My bag broke? I'll just hold on to it. Okay, I got one more over here. All right. So, today's story, children's story, happened in Siberia. Anyone know where Siberia is? Siberia? See, Americans are bad at geography, so let me teach you, right? It's kind of near Russia, but it's on the northern end, so it's super, super cold, probably year-round. And they say it's one of the coldest places in the entire world. And there was a Seventh-day Adventist church in Siberia. Shh, kids. If you can hear my voice, can you clap once? If you can hear my voice, can you clap twice? All right. So today's story, where does it happen? What country? Not a country anymore, but Siberia, all right? There was a Seventh-day Adventist church in Siberia, and at one point, there were lots of people coming to church, like over 100. But as people started moving away, okay, I got an idea. Everybody put the ice back in. We're gonna collect it back in. All right. Now that you felt what Siberia is like, we're gonna recollect the ice. Bring it back in. Thank you. All right, put it back in, Joy. Thank you. All right. So, Siberia. So there was a Seventh-day Adventist church in Siberia. And at one point, there was lots of workers, but they all moved away, and the church started to die. And there was only a few people left, maybe like 5, 6, 7. And they said, you know what? We're going to have to do some evangelism. We're going to do some public meetings. And they had these evangelistic meetings, and guess what? Like, nobody joined the church. And they said, you know what? We're going to do some health ministry. We're going to teach them about good eating, good lifestyle, like how to be healthy. And they had these meetings, and guess what? Nobody joined the church. So one day, they decided, you know what? We're just going to pray every morning until God does something in this church. And so 5 a.m., they got up. They went to the church in Siberia. And, outside, is it hot or cold? Super cold, right? So they get inside the church, turn on the heat, put it on the fire. And when it gets really warm, you know what happens early in the morning? Right? So they went there to pray, but after a few minutes, because it's nice and warm, they all of them fell asleep like every single morning. And one of them had a special, interesting idea. You know what? They said, if we're going to really pray, we have to be serious about this. Guys, do you remember sometimes when we go fishing on the lake, on the frozen lake, he says, do any of us actually ever fall asleep? They're like, no, we don't fall asleep. It's too cold to fall asleep. And they say, this is what we're going to do. Every morning, because we're serious about prayer, we're going to get up at 5 in the morning. We're going to go to the frozen lake, cut a hole, and we're going to jump inside so that we would wake up. And so every morning, by the way, kids, you're not supposed to do that. That's dangerous. But these guys, they live in Siberia, and they're fishermen, so they know how to deal with ice. So we should never do that. Jump inside a frozen lake. We should never do that. Okay. But because they lived there. They knew what to do. So every morning they would jump inside the frozen lake so that they would wake up, and they prayed and prayed and prayed. And guess what? When they started praying, something started to happen. That church started to grow. It went from like 5, 7 to 10, 20, 100 to the point that there was no more room in the church. So what they did was they went to the next town. They planted another church. And guess what? That church filled up too. And then they went to the next town, and they planted another church. That church grew, it got full too. All because they took prayer really seriously. Yeah, they took it so seriously that they said, we can't be falling asleep in the morning. So every morning, they jumped into the ice cold lake so that they can spend time with Jesus. For us, do you think prayer is really, really important? Absolutely, right? And so I'm not asking you to jump inside your freezer every morning or jump inside but we should also take prayer as much as seriously in our life too, because without prayer, you cannot grow in Jesus. So I'm going to ask you a question. How many of you guys think prayer is really, really important in your life to grow in Jesus? Anyone? Yeah. So what does that mean? Every day, do you think we should be spending time with Jesus in prayer? Absolutely, right? And if it's required that you put some ice cold water on your face when you wake up so that you won't fall asleep, maybe that's what we do, right? Or if you need your mom and dad to pinch you on the cheek, right? But the point of this children's story is this. Prayer is super, super important, right? So we need to be men and women and children of prayer, of daily prayer, spending time with Jesus. Amen?